when you think Charlotte, you probably think banking. Bank of America is headquartered here. Charlotte is second in banking to New York City. But some in the business community say innovation, new energy, high tech is soon going to be driving the region. So this week we visited an open house at Packard Place. That's an old car showroom that's been converted into an incubator.
Fight, girl, fight. We were born of warriors. Peace is our birthright. But from inception to Hillary, we've been robbed of our dignity. So you gotta fight, girl, fight.
That's part of a pop-up performance from the local arts group Random Acts of Culture. Also in the lobby of Packard Place this week, a coffee cart called Second Helping. They hire formerly incarcerated women like Monique.
This means a second chance at life for me. This means being able to support my family. This means becoming just a role model to my kids.
What's it like to be in this space, the energy here?
Oh, the energy is full. It is, when I say full, it's like I've had to leave out several times because I'm overflowing.
At this moment, it's a pop-up dance performance that's making Monique well off. And that kind of shake-things-up spirit is exactly what the Packard Place is looking for. The first floor, home to nonprofits. The next floor up, dozens of for-profit startups in tiny offices. We took a tour with co-founder Dan Roselli.
The idea is that each of these 12 by 12 offices might be an individual company where the two founders come in, then they add an employee, and over time, when they get bigger, they move to a bigger space.
So let's go upstairs and find a company.
Yeah, let's do that.
We appear to have a cheerleading squad at work here.
What's yeah, it is.
Up the stairs. This place is a beehive of activity.
That's very purposeful and intentional. That's what we want this place to be. So there's just so many random interactions going on. That's where a lot of good things come from that you can't script and you can't pre-plan. They happen because you're putting community together.
Do I understand that this building was near foreclosure?
It was. What happened is we bought this building at the bottom of the market during the Great Recession. The company that owned this building was going to tear it down and build a condominium. We actually bought it, were able to finance it, with money from the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, the stimulus act. Yeah. So it's a great representation of the partnership of public and private capital. The Stimulus Act leveraging an 8-to-1, 10-to-1 ratio, private money being put in the marketplace.
I can already hear cynics saying, okay, so you got a lot of government money so you can have a playground for kids to sort of noodle around in 12-foot office spaces and dream fruitlessly of being the next Mark Zuckerberg.
It isn't a boatload of government money. What people don't get about the Stimulus Act, it's not like the government drives up with a truckload of money and says, here, go spend it. What it does is unleashes private capital. We deployed $8 million of private capital, and we might have gotten a tenth of that in terms of government funding to help make it happen. It allowed us to take the risk of doing it. So if we're going to go invest in our community, we want to know that our government has our back and our government is working with us.
Let's go. Let's check one out.
Yeah. So let's go in here. There's two companies I'm going to walk you over here. One called DealCloud, which is a private equity platform on the cloud for private equity firms. The other is a company called MailView. MailView was actually the very first tenant in Packard Place, and I'm going to introduce you to them.
Hey,
can I interrupt, guys?
Hello.
This
Hello.
Is Alan and Addie. They're the co-founders of MailView.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so what have we got here? What are you doing here? What's your company?
Our company is MailView. We have an online video platform for businesses. Lets you record and send video messages. As easy as Skype is for live video chat, we do it for video messaging.
What's different from, my smartphone taking a video and tweeting it to somebody?
If you send a video from your smartphone, you have to worry about what format it's in. If you record on the iPhone and try to play it on an Android phone, it won't naturally play. So we automatically convert the file. Our videos are streamed just like YouTube does. So we just make it very easy for anybody from any device to record and send to anybody else on another device.
What does this give you? It's a smallish room, bigger than some I've seen. 20 by 20? Very, very bare bones. But I'm getting it that it's not about this room. What's it about?
It is not about this room, definitely. It's all about the people, the community of startups here. We have a very nice collaboration. We talk to each other, about technology, about business.
But at some point, you would leave the nest, right? Because this is an incubator.
We go to a higher floor.
Yeah, we're happy to rent them a 6,000-square-foot suite somewhere else in the building.
Thank you so much. Great. A couple questions about Charlotte in particular. Mm-hmm. Charlotte's economy is on a sort of a drag right now. Mm-hmm. Housing is down. Unemployment is up. It had a couple spurts. But in the last few months, we understand that, the economy is not doing well. And we understand it's in part because manufacturing orders from overseas, because Europe is having so much difficulty, those manufacturing orders are down. And North Carolina is at heart a manufacturing state. So is this a good time to launch businesses?
I think it's the perfect time to launch businesses. What happened is, for a lot of people like myself, I came to work here for Bank of America in Charlotte, fell in love with Charlotte because of the quality of life. And Charlotte's been a net importer of intellectual talent for decades, and that intellectual talent now wants to stay in Charlotte. If you look at the facts in America, 85-90% of all the people in America work for companies less than 500 people in size. The reality is the economic recovery is going to come from entrepreneurship and small business. It's not going to come from Fortune 500 companies hiring thousands more people. And those companies start by what you just walked through and you see. It's a partner or two business partners that could become successful, add an employee, then add two employees.
We are understanding, we just heard you had a very big job at Bank of America.
I did. So the title was Brand and Advertising Executive, but I ran brand marketing and advertising for Bank of America, the whole company.
Speak to banks. Charlotte is the banking city. Is there a little bit of fear of depending on that sector for business development when that sector took such a hit and it was they shot themselves in the foot?
Yeah, we're the second largest financial capital in the United States. That fact is relatively well known. But it was such a great fact, it kind of overshadowed other things happening. And I think what's happened from the chamber to the city government to the entrepreneurial community, the fact that they now understand, the whole community understands how important entrepreneurship is and small businesses are and how that is really what's going to create the job creation. So I cannot...
Because when a bank falls, it falls hard. We remember Wachovia was here. Wachovia had to be bought out by Wells Fargo. There's concern about that.
Yeah, and so if the only way to have that is to have a very rich, robust, diverse business community. For example, Charlotte, they started an initiative called PayCLT, which is about financial services payment companies incubating and starting in Charlotte. Think PayPal would be an example.
So take some of the banking away from the banks. Give it to entrepreneurs.
I wouldn't say taking away. What big companies sometimes are not good at is innovating and moving at the speed that entrepreneurs can do. So the Charlotte Chamber has been a fantastic partner in saying, how do we take the big companies in Charlotte, find out what their needs are, and let the entrepreneurial community innovate at a speed that they can't and service them in that way. It's a very synergistic relationship.
Dan Roselli, co-founder of Packard Place, a business incubator in Uptown Charlotte. So how real is this? We got a minute before the break. Animo Daniel, finance editor of the Charlotte Business Journal, is with us. This thinking of creating smaller businesses but also making them have synergy with the big banks, is it just wishful thinking?
No, I think it's starting to take root. It's very much in an infant stage. But yeah, it's real. I remember 18 months ago touring Packard Place with Dan Roselli, and it was a shell of a broken down building. And today, there are, you know, several startups. Politico Hub is upstairs. It's kind of a happening place this week. And that was one of the goals he set, was to have that in place by the convention. And he pulled it off. So they are making a lot of progress.
Okay, but when we come back, we want to ask you, can it make up for some of the shortfalls the city's seeing in NASCAR, another industry that has been struggling a little bit? Is the city willing to invest in some of these companies? And how does this extrapolate nationally? We'll have all of that with Adam O'Daniel, finance editor for the Charlotte Business Journal, as James Taylor warms up here in Charlotte, here and now.